Now hit me.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's cold in my neighborhood. I don't know about yours, but we've had some, we had a little bit of snow, and then all of a sudden it's turning cold, and I'm looking at the forecast for where we are, and we're in the teens for the next 4 or 5 days. So getting out in your backyard, don't stop grilling, but I know, I'll admit that it isn't as fun when it's 15 degrees out and the wind's blowing. So we're talking about deep frying.
You got to put your man boots on if you're going to do it now.
You can deep fry in your house. You can deep fry in your garage. And this is not one that I would be afraid of to do in my garage. There's some safety issues with deep frying, but if you just be careful, you'll be all right.
Well, if you're using peanut oil, that's a little safer, but after my deep dive into seed oils and all that stuff, I'm finding peanut oil is like one of the worst processes, but I'm not going to go down that one.
Yeah, I use a lot of avocado oil. I don't know if they squeeze avocados, the pit or the juice, how they get them.
You can't beat olive oil.
Right. It's expensive, though, to deep fry in, because you need a quart or two to make a deep fry.
Yeah,
and
what?
Well, that's
so
15 what? Bucks for oil.
Strain it, reuse it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not hard to strain.
Yeah.
So anyway, we were doing the fish. I didn't really do a very good job at finishing up how I did the fillets, but so I had these big cod fillets,
right?
And I cut them into smaller pieces because I've got 6 people I'm going
to
feed, right?
Well, and
I want
to
spread it around,
too.
And you get more batter on them,
right?
Thinking of my bride, she loves the batter, right? So it's wild caught, Alaskan wild caught, something like that. I don't know who they are. But it's wonderful. I'm gonna get you more information on that and see if we can get them on the show because they have a chef who's fantastic. Anyway, I found a process that works better for me based on all these guys and gals I watch. The one that worked was, of course, patting them dry and then setting them in flour and the cod fillets in flour. And then putting them in the batter and then slowly putting them right into the grease. And some people will say, you know, dip them in egg, dip them in flour, then egg. You know, there's all these opinions. What worked for me was just flour and batter and keeping it simple.
So how did the batter stick when the flour was already on the fish? Did that work out okay for you?
Yeah, it seems to make it stick.
Okay.
And that's where
I was. Is it a wet batter or dry batter that you're using?
Wet.
Oh, okay. Well, then there you go. Yeah. Right, the flour on the
fish.
Yeah,
if I was just going to flour the thing, that's not really a batter. You're just, you know, coating it in flour. And you could use your mix for that or whatever and keep it dry. And that's how you like yours. And that's
no,
cool.
I do it wet. That's how you get the beer. You got the beer in the batter.
Okay.
So that's how you get the beer batter.
So there's lots of ways to do that.
Right.
And some people don't want anything. But either way, the flour, then the batter, and then kind of laying it. And these guys will show you, they kind of like wag a tail as they go into the grease so it doesn't splash.
Right.
You get it kind of submersed a little slow. And it didn't take as much oil as you might think because I'm using my 8-quart Dutch oven. I'm not using the big one.
Right. So you put a couple inches of oil in the bottom of it.
That's, you don't have to have, like my deep fryer, you know, there's a foot of oil in that thing.
Right, yeah, right.
And the supermarket loves it when I come in and buy one of those giant jugs of peanut oil.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
But so that was just the point I wanted to make is that one of the things I always had trouble with was getting that batter to stick and just flour and then into the batter and into the fryer.
Hot oil, 350. Don't get too much hotter than that because it'll start to smoke.
Right.
And that'll stink your house up for days.
And I left those fillets on the cutting board for a couple of hours so they warmed up.
Right. Right.
Because, again, I'm pulling them out of the freezer, right?
Yep.
So I guess if we talk about wings, we're going to do the same thing. We're going to want to season our batter the way we want to. If you're battering them, you don't have to deep fry wings.
No, you don't have to batter wings.
I'm sorry. Yeah, yes. Yeah. And but, again, it comes down to your household preferences and who likes. You're cooking for your wife, right?
Yeah.
Or she's cooking for you.
Well, yeah. There's all of that. My preferred way to do wings is to put them on my pellet grill, or if I've got the big green egg fired up, but a low and slow smoke to get that smoke, and they'll you know, reduce a little bit, and they'll start to tighten up. But I never like rubbery skin, right? And I don't want to overcook them, so I'll put them on there, you know, at 250 degrees for 45 minutes and get the seasoning stuck to them and get them cooked a little bit, pretty much all the way. And then I pull them off of there and deep fry them for only like a minute, because all I really want to do is crisp up that skin and make it a little bit crunchy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not looking for, I don't batter, I don't do anything.
Well, what a lot of people like to do is smoke them and then deep fry them.
That's exactly what I'm talking
yeah.
about. Yeah.
So I'm thinking you could batter them also.
Yeah, after you smoke them.
Right.
And then put them in the, sure you could. But, sure you could.
But I don't know that I would. But here's my point. You could actually smoke up a bunch in advance and throw them in the fridge. You don't have to do them all that same time.
Right.
Because getting the smoker going is one thing. But if you're going to be inside with a deep fryer or outside with a deep fryer, it's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the only part I hate about deep frying is when it's all over and done, you've got a pot of fouled oil. I mean, it's inevitably it's got some batter in it or some seasonings. You can strain it.
Yeah.
But it came out of a bottle with a little 3/4-inch hole on the top.
You have to have a different container.
It's really hard to get it back in that bottle without making a dang mess. I mean, there's funnels and stuff.
And you want to let it cool to room temperature.
Right.
Because no matter how you're screening it, you're handling a liquid that, if it's still that hot, you don't want to do that.
Right, yeah.
But now, like, my deep fryer has a filter system. You can actually buy little oil filters like that for recycling your vegetable oil.
Yeah, it's almost like a coffee filter. It's a little more coarse, so the oil will go through it and collect the particles.
I think we should talk to Shasta about finding those little filters and encouraging deep fry people to get their oil at Old World Olive Company.
Yeah, and you'll love the flavor of that. And the cool part about it is Old World has flavored olive oils, so they can add you can add a profile to your cooking that you couldn't get anywhere else.
And let's say you do a lot of fish. Well, if you're recycling that oil, just on your container, just say fish.
Right, right. Because the fish will leave a flavor in the oil that you can't strain out.
You don't want
out.
Your French fries to taste like cod.
Right.
Or maybe you do.
Or bluegill or whatever else you're cooking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry, I wasn't listening when you said your process.
He's 2 foot from me.
Well, no, I was thinking of another recipe that I was watching that was really good that you would like, and I was just letting you
wax poetic. We'll go with that.
Babble.
Yeah. So your point in all of that is what?
Well, you did say you throw them in the deep fryer.
Yeah.
When you pull them out of the smoker.
Yeah, I do, to crisp them up because I don't like rubbery skin.
But you don't batter them.
I do not. I'm not a big fan of, and the thing is I don't know what kind of batter I would use if I did. I'm not going to use a beer batter that thickens up. It'd probably be some sort of cornmeal dusting or something.
Well, if you look at BW3, most of theirs are battered.
Yeah, but I think that
makes them look bigger.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like these restaurants that serve the whole wing, you know, because it looks big. You get three wings for $20.
Well, welcome to America.
I always like the big wings, you know, because there's more meat, right?
Well, our friend Tim Sobey at Sobey Meats will tell you that if you could get over not eating wings, the best value in the world is chicken legs. Because
and thighs, right?
Well, no, the legs. If you want wings, because you still got the handle, it's just 2 or 3 times the size, and they're half the money.
And if
because
you're,
they're
and
not
if you're,
popular,
and if you're deep frying them, that's when a drumstick actually turns out well. Colonel Saunders came up with a process for their deep frying. They do it under pressure.
Right.
There's a name for that, and I can't think of it.
Pressure cooker.
No, yeah. No, but it's a deep fryer that's a pressure cooker.
Yeah.
And that will make a drumstick more edible, in my opinion.
Right.
Because I'm not a big drumstick fan.
I'm not either, but they're 99 cents a pound, and chicken wings are $2.99. So that's why Tim says it's a great deal. If chicken's chicken, you're eating picking off the bone, you pick off a leg rather than pick off a wing. That's all he's saying. So, but anyway, coming up next, we might talk about, that's a great segue, chicken fried steak, man. There's a song about that, and we won't be singing it, but maybe we'll make you sing with a recipe. So you listen to Grilling Guys, stick with us. We'll be back.